Have you please open your Bible with me to 2 Samuel chapter 1, and we'll read from verses 1 to 16. Just a little change, the Bible passage first, then we sing our congregational hymn. 2 Samuel chapter 1, I'm reading from New International Version, NIV. Sorry, it's 2 Samuel chapter 1. Right. I will read from verses 1 to 16. After the death of Saul, David returned from striking down the Amalekites and stayed in Ziklag, Judah. On the third day, a man arrived from Saul's camp with his clothes torn and dust on his head. And he came to David. He fell to the ground to pay him honor. "Where have you come from?" David asked him. He answered, "I have escaped from the Israelites' camp." "What happened?" David asked. "Tell me." "The men fled from the battle," he replied. "Many of them fell and died. And Saul and his Jonathan are dead." "Wow." Then David said to the young man who brought him the report, "How do you know that Saul and his son Jonathan are dead?" 6. "I happened to be on Mount Gilboa," the young man said, "and there was Saul leaning on his spear with his chariots and their drivers in hot pursuit. When he turned around and saw him and saw me, he called out to me, and I said, 'What can I do?' He asked me, 'Who are you?' 'An Amalekite,' I answered." 9. "Then he said to me, 'Stand here by me and kill me. I'm in the thoughts of death, but I'm still alive.' So I stood beside him and killed him, because I knew that after he had fallen, he could not survive. And I took the crown that was in his head and the band on his arm, and I brought them here to my lord." 11. "When David and all the men with him took hold of their clothes, and tore them, he mourned and wept, and fasted till evening for Saul and his son Jonathan, and for the army of the Lord, and for the nation of Israel, because they are fallen by the sword." 13. David said to the young man who brought him the report, "Where are you from?" "I am the son of a foreigner, an Amalekite," he answered. David asked him, "Why weren't you afraid to lift your hand to destroy the Lord's anointed?" Then David called one of his men and said, "Go, strike him down." So he struck him down and he died. 16. "But David has said to him, 'Your blood be on your own head. Your own mouth testified against you when you said, I killed the Lord's anointed.' May the Lord bless the reading and the hearing of his words in the mighty name of Jesus." Songs of praise will never depart from you. Amen. Can you please bow down your heads as we pray? Everlasting Father, we are before you on this beautiful Thanksgiving Sunday. What a mighty God you are. Thank you for counting us worthy. Thank you for making us to be part of this ceremony. Father, accept our thanks in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Whatever that will not allow your word to sink down into our being this morning, Lord, you will have mercy and you remove it from us in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Whatever sin that will not allow your word to make manifest in our life, Father, you will have mercy on us and you will remove it from us in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. As a church, as individuals, as families, we have come to receive anointing and power to step into the new year. Father, we receive this morning in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Lord.
Let your word come with power. Let your word come with anointing. Open our spiritual ears, our spiritual eyes to discern and to see you. In Jesus' mighty name we pray.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Never steal God's glory. That's the title of that message, of the message that I have for us this morning. But before we go on to this message, all of us that are born in the month of December, can we please rise up? You are born in the month of December, December people. Every one of us born in the month of December, God bless you. Let's rise up, let's rise up. Pray, we are going to pray for these special people that they will fly high.
Amen.
That they will not be shipwrecked. That their glory will not turn to shame.
Amen.
Lift up your hands unto these ones. Just point your hands unto them. And say, Lord Almighty, it is well with all these your children that are born this month. Every one of them celebrating and marking their birthday in this month of 2020. This December. It is well with you. The glory of the Lord is upon you. The joy of the Lord is upon you. Your glory will not turn to shame. In the mighty name of Jesus, you will fly high. At the end of the day, you will make heaven. You will not become a beggar. God will give you that anointing to be a giver. In the mighty name of God. The Bible says it is better to give than to receive. You will be a giver all the days of your life. Thank you, my Father. All over the world, all December children, Father, we commit them into your hand. And as they step into this new year, you will give them both birthday presents and new year presents that money cannot buy in the mighty name of Jesus. It is well with you. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Happy birthday to you. Amen. Never steal God's glory. How do we steal God's glory? We steal God's glory when we think we can prosper without God. We steal God's glory when we think we are prospering without acknowledging the true word of God. It's very common. We steal God's glory when we are holding people for any reason. For God is saying, give us our daily bread. Forgive us our sins. As we do what? As we forgive those who trespass against us. So before you can receive forgiveness, remember that individual. And in most cases, like I told you last week, we are guilty of what we are accusing that individual of. That's why the Bible said you should not judge. I told you what happened to me last week. You know, this happened a long time ago. This man, you know, was a cousin of mine. I would say highly ungrateful individual. That's how I can describe him. And then that year, he wanted to get married. Money was still money. And he borrowed this $50 from 50 naira from me. And he refused to pay for long years. I was already working. Until I came to that portion of the Bible that says, in the year of Jubilee, and how God instructed the children of Israel every 7 years. And if anybody should come to you and say, lend me $1, or lend me $100, and realize that, year of Jubilee is tomorrow, the celebration for Jubilee is tomorrow. If he takes this money today, that means he won't pay back. Because I'm supposed to forgive him. And you refuse to give him the money. The Bible says you have sinned. So I read all those things. And I started having a second thought again towards this my cousin, which initially I've heard for so long. Then one day the thought also came to me that, okay, you are holding this brother for all this time. Tell me, have you not stolen from this brother? He was careless with his money. When money was money. And I stole that 5 naira from him. And they searched everywhere. You know, because the money, you know, really, he didn't know I was the one who stole it. Nobody knows. And yet he now borrowed 50 and I now held him for years. God will forgive us in the mighty name of Jesus. That is stealing God's glory. When we steal God's glory, our prayers go unanswered. Our thanksgiving is nothing to write home about. When we steal God's glory, we will refuse to honor him. We will take that glory and that honor from him. And that was what happened to that man that we read this morning, that Amalekite. And to crown it all, we steal God's glory by not acknowledging and giving God thanksgiving when it is necessary. God will help us in the mighty name of Jesus. I read this story on the internet. Look, listen. Said decades ago, when I worked in the bank, this was the author who wrote this. Said he started nursing the idea of partnering with someone to start a restaurant business. The idea was to see if there was an existing practitioner, like a chef, who had the same idea of starting something on their own so that he could partner with them. I also thought I might find favor to get some loan that will help us to start. Soon, someone introduced himself as a staff of the restaurant, in the restaurant of a reputable hotel, and was interested in partnership to start the business. Then one day, he walked into my office, that's how it is written. Said he opened his bags and brought out a bunch of premium quality cutleries, apparently stolen from the hotel where he worked, and said we could start with this. Said, I was dumbfounded and was taken aback. How could I, a Christian, start a business built on stolen goods and expect the blessings of God to follow? And how could he, my potential partner, bring in stolen items from his current place of work and expect me to trust him to faithfully run that business? Praise the Lord. So the question is, how can I start a business stealing God's glory? How? And then expect God to bless it? It's not possible. And that's exactly what happens to this story that we read in 2 Samuel 1-16. It was an Amalekite man, ran into the camp of David, greeted him, told him that he was from the camp of Saul at the battle on Mount Gilboa, and that Saul and Jonathan were dead. How do you know that Saul and Jonathan were dead? That was the question David gave him. Then lying, the man said that he happened to be on the mountain and saw Saul already wounded. And Saul saw him. He asked him to kill him, then, because he did not want the enemies to take victory for killing him. And then he went for it in verse 10. He said, so I stood beside him and killed him, because I knew that after he had fallen, he could not have survived. And I took the crown that was on his head, and the band on his arm, and I brought them here for you, my Lord. Was that a true story? No. You read that Bible passage very well, you know that further. You know that it wasn't a true story. He must have stolen those crowns, because when Saul asked his armor bearer to do the job, that one couldn't do it. What did he do? He fell on his own sword. And the armor bearer, seeing that, did also what? Fell on his own sword as well. And so maybe he was just around at that time. And then the next thing he did was to steal those crowns and the band and ran to David. Thinking if he gets to David, he has already made the way for David to become the king and that he will become the secretary of state in David's kingdom. That was what he thought. I love that post, Secretary of State. Because we'll just be junketing all over the world. First class, class. Maybe there is another Air Force 2 that will be, I'm sure there could be something like that. Air Force 1 is what the president used. So as the Secretary of State, maybe you are the one on Air Force 2. And you know how beautiful those aircrafts could be. So that was what he thought. This guy expected to be rewarded with some great reward for killing the arch enemy of David and for bringing to him the crown of the king of Israel, essentially giving David the pathway to assuming the kingship of Israel. He expects to become an important member of David's kingdom, probably the Secretary of State in the kingdom or something bigger than that. Because he has already stolen the glory of God and appointed the killing of the death of Saul to himself. How many times have we done that in our lives? How many times? Let's look at it. How many times have you woken up and you think it is your power? You did not even remember to say, Father, I thank you for this morning. How many times have we woken up, we look at our time and say, oh God, I will see you when I come. And that is the end of our morning devotion or quiet time for that day. God will help us in the mighty name of Jesus. The irony of this is that the Amalekite man wasn't the person who killed Saul. We all know that. You know. So there is no reward for evil. I want us to know that. There is no reward for evil. There is no reward for sin. Or actually, there is evil. Anything lying, stealing, not acknowledging God in our lives, and so on and so forth, is evil. And what did the Bible say happens to an evil man? Evil is the reward for evil. Psalm 34, verse 21. Psalm 34, verse 21. The Bible says, evil shall slay the what? The wicked. Matthew 26, 52. Jesus said, those who draw the sword will die by the sword. So no one's trace in evil should expect to receive good in return. It's not possible. Galatians 6, 7. Do not be deceived. God is not mocked. For whatever a man sows, that he will do what? He will reap. He will reap. Whatever you sow, you reap. So we live in the age of syncophancy or psychophancy, where servants will do anything to find favor with their masters, including manipulating the book, lying continuously to make their principals happy. That is happening in the White House. What is the outcome? Defeat. Some will come to dwell in evil and believe that they are doing God good. And so we continue to live a life of disobedience with the hope that God will miraculously forget his laws and reward them for obedience. We have seen the battle going on in Nigeria. The Boko Haram seized men of God and cut their head. And as they are doing it, what are they saying? Do you know the meaning of that word they said? Allahu Akbar. Do you know the meaning? God is great. And they are expecting reward from God for destroying the work of God. And I'm sorry, I'm going to be a little political. We have a government that is very, very sick. Do you know what Nigerian government is doing? They said they are rehabilitating those people. They are sending them abroad for education. And they are paying them heavy amount of money. The families, the victims that they have killed, they didn't do anything about it. Those people that they have displaced, they are living in hunger. Their children are not going to school. Evil will be the end of people like that. No doubt about that. You have to be careful. Here is the truth. We cannot confuse God, and no amount of prayers will switch evil to the camp of good. The only action required for anyone who is living in disobedience is to repent. If you are not being thankful for what God has done for us, let's sit down today and begin to reflect. Lord, I have been ungrateful in this area. Like I told you of this, my cousin. At the end of the day, I said to myself, Derek, you have been ungrateful. You stole this guy's money. God didn't kill you. After all, that was when I was in high school. You know, I stole that five naira from him. I was already working when he borrowed 50 naira from me. And he never paid. And I held him. Even when, before I left Nigeria, when I have money, this man will come, I will tell him I don't have. Because I was holding him. You are owing me and you are coming to beg for more. Who are you? But thank God, God opened my eyes to that passage in Deuteronomy. And I said, wow. Thank God I didn't die at that time. If I died that time, I wouldn't have made devil. You know that? Praise the Lord. We cannot build the truth on the foundation of lies. We must examine ourselves. If there are ways we have accommodated evil in whatever we are doing. That's my conclusion. Look at yourself. Everything that I'm doing, in what way have I allowed evil to remain in me? And then we must repent and ask God to cleanse us and make our way straight with Him. I pray that this will be our joy and our breakthrough in the mighty name of Jesus. Our thanksgiving, you know, cannot be acceptable before the Lord. If we come before Him and we are holding anybody, I want us to know that. In Sermon on the Mount, Matthew chapter 5, 6, and 7, Jesus, teaching his disciples, told them, if you bring your offering to the before the Lord, and you discover that you are owing somebody, or you are holding somebody, what did he ask us to do? So leave that offering by the altar, go and make. Because if you have just offering it, it's worthless, it's useless. Make up with that your brother, and then come back. But nowadays it is easier. There and there at the altar, we can repent and we ask for God. Father, hear me. This thanksgiving offering cannot be accepted before you because of this and this and this and this. And you ask for mercy right there and you drop the offering. Praise the Lord. The King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, we open our eyes to know more as we go into 2021 in the mighty name of Jesus. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the living Jesus. I want us to be on our feet this morning. Time is far gone. I want us to be on our feet. And I want you to reflect. What are those things that will not allow my thanksgiving to be acceptable before you this morning? Just have mercy on me. Confess those sins and ask God for forgiveness. No one is holy. No, not one. Our so-called righteousness is like a rag, you know, before the Lord. Filthy rag. And so, Lord, in whatever area of my life, those that I remember, those that I did not remember, that I have sinned against you, have mercy on me this morning. As I confess all these sins of telling lies, of not doing what I'm supposed to do, of doing what I'm not supposed to have done, I stand by your altar this morning and I ask for forgiveness so that I can move into 2021 in joy, in beauty, in righteousness. So that 2021 is my year of settlement. After I have suffered all this long,
In whatever area of your life that you are thanking God for, in whatever area of your life that you are expecting God to do a miracle, a blessing, what are those hindrances? It is sin. Father, help me this morning. Answer me by fire. Thank you, my Lord. Glory and honor to your name. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Praise the Lord. Praise the living Jesus. Amen. It is well with you. Before we take our offering, please, let's listen to this announcement because we share the grace immediately. I want to see Brother, please, Brother Indy. Let us see immediately after the service. Samuel, please let me see you after the service. And Lekan, I want to see you after the service. Lord Almighty, we bless you in the mighty name of Jesus. Please, for those of us are here that are here, he said we should please wait behind so that we can set up the Christmas tree. Praise the Lord. Please don't be in a rush to go. Just assist us in bringing the Christmas tree downstairs, from downstairs, and then set it up on the altar here. Joy of Christmas will never depart from you in the mighty name of Jesus. And I want to thank every one of us that came yesterday, you know, and you also help us to clean up at the end of the thing. The joy of Christmas will never depart from you. Many more Christmas you shall celebrate in honor, and you shall be, you shall prosper as you do that in the mighty name of Jesus. Things of joy will never depart from you. Praise the Lord. So please, Sunday, by the grace of God, is another time. But before then, the prayer, Monday prayer continues tomorrow. That's the line on the, just click on that line. Our own time is 9:45. It will be 10:45 where the prayer is being organized. But in our own local time here, it will be 9:45 to 11 p.m. God will bless you as you join in the mighty name of Jesus. Tuesday, you won't say our fasting is too much. We have already completed last Tuesday as prayer, you know, prayer and fast. So Tuesday is digging deep. We want to dig deeper into the word of God. And God will continue to open our ears and our heart to his words in the mighty name of Jesus. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the living Jesus.